presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 51. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 26. Tonight, clear skies and quiet. Daytime highs approaching 65. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As of March 1st, there were 72.2 million hogs and pigs on U.S. farms. That's down 2% from March of last year and down 3% from December of 21. That, according to the quarterly hog and pig report out yesterday from USDA National Ag Statistics Service. The report found that of the 72.2 million hogs and pigs, 66.1 million were market hogs, 6.1 million were kept for breeding. Between December of last year and February of this year, 31.7 million pigs were weaned on U.S. farms. That's down a point from the same period a year ago. For the quarter, U.S. hog and pig producers weaned an average of 10.95 pigs per litter, and U.S. hog producers intend to have 2.99 million sows farrow between March and May of 2022, 3.03 million sows farrow between June and August of this year. Iowa hog producers account for the largest inventory among the states, 23 million head. Minnesota, the second largest inventory, 8.6 million head. New data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows the U.S. dairy sector experienced a gradual shift in milk production towards larger dairy operations. The research indicates that the move in production from small dairy herd size farms to large dairy herd size farms mirrors total factor productivity growth across the dairy sector. Total factor productivity, or TFP, is a broad measure of agricultural productivity that compares the total output to the total land, labor, capital, and material inputs used in farm production. So between 2000 and 2016, the largest dairy operations, those with more than 1,000 milk cows, experienced a TFP growth rate of 2.993%. Meanwhile, the growth for the smallest operations, those with fewer than 100 milk cows, increased at an annual rate of 0.639%. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. The Hodgman County Sheriff's Office is releasing more details about how a large grass fire started on Tuesday. The Sheriff's Office said around 9:55 a.m. on Tuesday, someone called 911 to report a vehicle fire in a pasture south of Hanston. The caller said the fire was spreading rapidly. Dispatchers paged firefighters from Hanston and Jetmore units. When the crews arrived on the scene, they said the fire was growing very large. Firefighters were able to stop the fire before it entered the areas of farmsteads. Around 4:45 p.m., the fire was declared contained. Wichita police are searching for the person who shot a woman in the head with a pellet gun near downtown. The shooting happened around 1:30 p.m. at Central and Topeka yesterday. Police said the shooting is not tied to a viral TikTok challenge, and they do say that the woman knows who shot her, and she's expected to be okay. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down. 0% APR. And finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on the group worries paid by 4-4-2022 with a group credit tax issue. Is not all qualified. In return, financing is forward with credit. Here at the same APR, that's a basic limit of 2778 for monthly 1,000 finance. Offer a new piece of deal and offers can't be denied.
Kansas officials have warned cases of active tuberculosis have been found in Wyandotte County. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says it and the Unified Government Public Health Department identified a small number of confirmed cases of active tuberculosis in Wyandotte County. At this time, the KDHE says fewer than 10 patients have been diagnosed. Over time, the KDHE said bacteria can become resistant to commonly used antibiotics if they are overprescribed or if patients do not complete their full course of antibiotic treatment. Riley County Police Department is looking for a man with an active warrant for his arrest. The Riley County Police Department said officers are looking for J.C. Hunt as he has an active warrant for his arrest. The warrant is for the distribution of a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school. If anyone knows where Hunt could be or has more information about the crime, they can call Crime Stoppers at 785-539-7777. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. An Iowa man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for fatally shooting a pregnant woman at a Bellevue home last year. The Omaha World Herald reports the 25-year-old named Nicholas Holliday of Council Bluffs, Iowa, was sentenced Tuesday in Sarpy County District Court after he pleaded no contest to manslaughter and second-degree assault of an unborn child. Police investigators have said Holliday was showing a gun to people in the home on May 30th and was handing it to 21-year-old Madison Dennis of Omaha when it discharged. Nebraska is sending 550 pieces of law enforcement armor to help Ukrainian soldiers who are defending their homeland against a Russian invasion. Governor Pete Ricketts said the Nebraska State Patrol gathered out-of-warranty armor from law enforcement agencies around the state and combined them with a similar shipment out of Iowa. Nebraska law enforcement agencies contributed 321 body armor vests, 69 helmets, and other protective equipment. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Weed growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates online at agriprowheat.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday heard a petition request from Eastside residents requesting dust control on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads and consideration of the next five-year road plan. The roads have deteriorated considerably and carry a significant amount of traffic. The matter has come up numerous times under several city council administrations since many of the properties were annexed into the city of Marysville decades ago. Following a lengthy discussion, it was a consensus that the street committee meet with the township, asking the options. Various controls with dust control and maintenance were expressed, and Councilmember Jeff Keating, after reviewing past efforts and five-year plans, asked what the intent of the city was. Recent upgrades along a portion of 11th Road are also seen as an option for 12th Road intersection with U.S. 36 that would update heavily traveled sections adjacent to business entrances at the north end of that road. Complications with joint road maintenance between the city, county, and townships, as well as adjacent farm ground and larger acreage properties that are not likely candidates for annexations, complicate the issues. Approval was given for closure and use of the city park for the Mother's Day Market May 7th and 8th, and multiple street closures downtown for the Big Blue Barbecue June 3rd and 4th were approved. A draft policy for public use of the meeting room at the new fire station was reviewed, with a $50 proposed rental rate and $50 refundable cleaning deposit that was approved. Limitations for various uses were also discussed. Recent camera inspection of storm and sanitary sewer lines revealed a collapse on Carolina between 6th and 7th Streets. Consensus was to contract a private firm for repair. Several other issues were also outlined as lesser priorities. Street Committee was tasked with selecting a design for replacement of trash can receptacles downtown. Council discussed the workload for the city inspector and again revisited a conversation regarding a code enforcement position. Mayoral appointments were approved, including John McNish as city prosecutor through 2022 and tree board members through 2024, including Deborah Bell, Sharon Kramer, and Rick Cudney. The annual spring cleanup week in Marysville will be the week of April 18th. City crews will canvass the city and pick up yard waste set out by curbside by 8 a.m. through sections of town the week of April 18th. Marysville Brush Dump Site is now open 9 a.m. until dark 7 days a week and is monitored by remote camera. The dump site is open for yard waste and brush and limbs. USD 380 Vermilion Frankfurt Centralia Schools have named Dean Dollinghouse interim superintendent. He'll fulfill the rest of a year for Matt Rogers, who passed away recently after suffering cancer. Dollinghouse will continue to serve as principal at Frankfurt and will return to that post after summer when Joel Bickford of Botno, North Dakota, will come in as superintendent. A representative with Pawnee Mental Health was a recent guest on our public affairs program and noted an uptick in those requesting services these past 2 years as the COVID pandemic unfolded.
Yes, it has definitely affected mental health. I will say personally, just working out of Pawnee, we've seen an increase of clients seeking services and an increase of clients and people we're serving. Also, an increase in trainings we've done around the community just to inform community members of mental health and recognizing mental health and trauma.
Rose M. Feldkamp, age 93, of Seneca, formerly of Axtell, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial, Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday at 2 and at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Rose Feldkamp. Marilyn M. Hassler, age 80, of Hanover, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Hassler.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies clearing up across the region today with lots of sunshine. Temperatures will stay slightly cooler and winds will be breezy out of the north between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Conditions will stay dry and sunny throughout Friday before another chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night and into Saturday morning. Conditions will stay fairly sunny throughout the weekend with a slight chance for some spotty rain showers. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower to upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 40s throughout Missouri. Staying clear and cooler overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s throughout Iowa, the mid-20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower to mid-30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March 62, record high on this date 92, the average low 37, and the record low 13 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:49, sunrise in the morning at 7:13.
As the year's first quarter ends, we take another look at the lions and lambs of March. More about the misunderstood folklore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 31st, the 90th day of the year. Actress Rhea Perlman shares a birthday with Christopher Walken, and in Paris, the Eiffel Tower opened on this day in 1889. The famous March weather proverb, in like a lion, out like a lamb, is put to the test today. And while March may indeed be a bit more turbulent at the beginning of the month, the origin of the phrase may have nothing to do with weather at all. Stargazers say the lion is a reference to the constellation Leo that was rising in the east early in the month, while the lamb is the constellation Aries, or Ram, which is now setting in the west. The coming and going of these constellations gave us the phrase, in like a lion, out like a lamb. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online, or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The accolades continue to roll in for KU guard Ochai Agbaje. Agbaje was named an All-American Wednesday and listed among the five finalists for the Wooden Award. Agbaje would be the first Jayhawk to win the award since Frank Mason in 2017. Mason and Danny Manning are the only Jayhawks to earn the nod. Agbaje is also a finalist for the Naismith Award and was unanimously named Big 12 Player of the Year. The Wichita Eagle reports that Luke Kosuke and Carlton Lingard are both entering the transfer portal. The pair join Miguel Selton, who entered the portal last week, as the third Wildcat to look for a transfer since the hiring of new coach Jerome Tang. And yesterday in college baseball, Kansas scored 11 runs from the fifth inning through the seventh inning, turning a 3-1 game into a 14-2 victory over visiting Wichita State on Wednesday afternoon at Hoagland Ballpark. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentive, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone.
It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on the group worries paid by 4-4-3-3-3. Due credit plus taxes, fees not all qualified. Any term financing before loan credit, year of saving APR, but previous appeals is 2778 for 100,000 finance. Offer will be PCB or offers can't be denied.
For Jayhawk fans not wanting to break the bank to cheer on their team in New Orleans, there is another option. According to Kansas Athletics website, fans are welcome to Allen Fieldhouse to watch the Jayhawks take on the Villanova Wildcats. Doors open at 4 o'clock on Saturday and admission is free of charge. Concessions will be made available and parking lots surrounding Allen Fieldhouse will be open for fans for free. The number one seeded Jayhawks take on the number two seeded Villanova Wildcats at 5:09 on Saturday. The Kansas Jayhawks are officially on the final stop on the road to the Final Four. Head coach Bill Self took a moment to meet with reporters when they arrived in New Orleans. While there's a lot of talk about legacies surrounding the Final Four, he shared what he hopes his team gets out of his experience. Bill Self said, quote, "I want them to play for the program in the past and history, but more than anything, I want them to play for themselves and each other and just enjoy it," unquote. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Add a bit of unexpected beauty to the spring garden with Checkered Lily. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Checkered Lily, like other members of the Fritillaria group, have fairly unique blooms. Its other common names, Snake's Head Fritillaria and Guinea Hen Flower, also relate to the unique flowers. The downward-facing bell-shaped flowers are covered with shades of purple, gray, and white to create a checkered pattern on the blooms. The plants grow 9 to 15 inches tall and flower in mid-spring. Checkered Lily prefers full sun to partial shade and moist, rich soil, even when dormant. They're hardy in zones 3 to 8 and spread readily. Take advantage of their spreading nature by planting in mass or allow them to naturalize in the garden bed. Make a note to plant some of these bulbs in fall, along with other spring flowering bulbs like daffodils, squills, and grape hyacinths. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Join the Spring Fling in Frankfurt Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the Spring Open House at the Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and C-Matter Sign Company. Merchants will be offering great spring savings. Each participating business has some hoppin' good deals. The Spring Fling is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5 each day at Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and the C-Matter Sign Company in Frankfurt.
KNDY.
Imagine a competition where you fly a hot air balloon equipped with survival gear over snow-capped mountains in the dead of winter. Perhaps it doesn't sound like the smartest event for one to jump into, but that's what today's guest did. It's our topic for this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated seed plus graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Sherry White had her eyes set on one great career. She certainly has that today, but she is in a totally different area than in which she began.
When I graduated from high school, I went to law school and became an attorney. I was a corporate attorney and worked for about 10 years. And then when I had my twins, I had always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And luckily, my husband agreed, and we had the luxury that I could do that.
In what free time she had as a stay-at-home mom, she began honing her skills on her favorite pastime, flying a hot air balloon. She's an accomplished pilot.
One of her most difficult flights was over the Continental Divide.
It's a really tricky flight because you go to altitudes of 16,000 feet. You have to carry oxygen on board. Mountain winds can be really treacherous, so you have to make sure and clear them by a good, you know, amount of space. And then there's just a little window that you have to land on the other side in a valley. If you miss the valley, it's all forest, and this is in the middle of December.
She was the National Rookie Pilot of the Year in 1993, and she competes outside the U.S. One of her most memorable events was in Europe.
I've flown in a big competition over in Metz, France, where they had 750 balloons. That was back in the 80s. Beautiful, beautiful farms, landing. Over there, everyone lives in a village, and they farm their land outside of the village, so there's no power lines, no fences, you know, so you can just kind of fly forever. You don't have to worry about where you're going to land.
Sherry spends much of her time today flying the Touchstone Energy Balloon at events coast to coast. Traveling the countryside in Lakeway, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Check your new baby chicks to make sure they don't have poopy butts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's a problem that's harmful to their fragile health and has to be dealt with so you don't lose them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
First droppings from newly hatched baby chicks are naturally sticky, but stress and other factors can make it a real problem. Feces that aren't the right consistency will stick to the bird on the vent area and clog up their system. It's called pasting, but also known as pasty butt or poopy butt. If it's not treated, it can actually be fatal for the chick. Sheila Purdom is an extension poultry specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says a common cause of pasting is overheating in the brooder. Another is dehydration. Without water in their system, the chicks can't digest their food properly. The droppings will harden and stick to their little tushes.
Getting that water into a little baby chick is very important because it has dehydrated a little bit during the hatching process and shipment. So dip the beak into a water and make sure that they're starting on the water as quickly as possible.
Treating a pasting problem is unpleasant, but not difficult. All you need to do is put on some latex gloves, gather up some patience, and clear the vent area so the bird can defecate normally.
If you can, gently get the dry manure off the vent with your fingers, that's fine. That will work to help get things going again. Think of it as kind of a hemorrhoid with a little bit of manure on there. It's going to hurt the little chick when you first take it off the tender tissue, so a little bit of mineral oil might help.
Dipping the chick's rear end in a bowl of lukewarm water is another way to loosen up a crusty problem. Check your chicken butts every day for at least 10 days. Purdom says with the right brooder temperature, plenty of water, and good nutrition, you shouldn't see any more pasty butts. Learn more about treating chicks with a pasting problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh,
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Washington is actively working to fix some ocean shipping issues. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. The U.S. agriculture sector is eager to remedy some problems with the ocean shipping system. South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson co-sponsors the Ocean Shipping Reform Act, which passed in the House in December. During a recent virtual town hall put on by Farmers for Free Trade, Johnson said a Senate version is in the pipeline.
This would hold foreign-flagged ocean carriers accountable. This would tell them they are not allowed to unfairly discriminate against American agricultural goods. It would tell them that if they use American ports, they subject themselves to some basic rules of the road. They are common carriers. We need to have them act like it for the good of American agriculture.
Johnson says supply chain problems are costing American agriculture and shippers are not helping.
We can blame the supply chain crunch, but the reality is that 60% of containers that went back to Asia last year went back empty.
Johnson says the harm can be long term.
You can lose these markets. You can lose these customers overnight, but it takes years to build them back up. And so ag processors, ag manufacturers, ag producers, they are looking to us to get it right, because they know the system right now is going to cost them money.
Tomorrow, an ag machinery manufacturer talks about foreign trade issues. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a new farmer-led program called Farmers for Soil Health aims to establish near 30 million acres of cover crops by the year of 2030. As coming together, the soy, corn, and pork commodity groups are partnering with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to improve soil health through the cover crops. As NRCS Chief Terry Crosby says, the effort helps fulfill consumer demand for environmentally sustainable products.
We've been working with a lot of these different organizations for years, but we've never had an opportunity to bring them all together. And we're talking about leaders from the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board. It is a great way for us to work with all three of these organizations to look at how we can help with soil health.
The commodity groups, a partnership, has helped secure near $1 million of USDA grants to support the Farmers for Soil Health initiative.
The key thing here is that this is farmer-led, and they're going to be working with their peers to talk about soil health, especially cover crops. And it also, it helps us meet our sustainability goals. We met at the Commodity Classic down in New Orleans, and we sat down and we talked about how do we do this. And I tell you what, the three presidents of these boards are outstanding, great spokesmen. And so I think that all of us working together, we're going to be able to accomplish this goal of 30 million acres by 2030.
Finally, he says the effort will help animal feed customers meet consumer desires for sustainable meat products while reducing industry-wide greenhouse gas emissions.
They want to know that it is ingredients that are environmentally sustainable. So I think we're working with these folks and looking at how they're producing these crops, and they're doing it in a sustainable way and also an environmentally friendly way. And cover crops is one of those ways to get there. And so when we look at climate smart commodities and look at all the practices that we offer, we know that cover crop is the one that is the key to soil health.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Cattlemen join Kaiser Angus Thursday afternoon, April 7th at 1 for the 22nd annual production sale at the ranch near Park. Selling will be 90 18-month-old bulls and 15 spring yearling bulls. Sire groups include Surefire, Fireball, Tahoe, Growth Fund, West Point, Ashland, Hometown, and E&B Plus One. Kaiser Angus is selling 60 calving ease bulls, 48 bulls in the top 10% of the Angus breed for winning weight EPD, 47 bulls in the top 10% for marbling EPD, 62 bulls are in the top 20% for ribeye or EPD. All Kaiser Angus bulls have genomic enhanced EPDs. 16 elite open heifers will also sell. Request a catalog or view the catalog and videos online at KaiserAngus.com. For more information, call Daryl at 785-673-3357. If you're unable to attend on sale day, you can bid online at DVAuction.com. Kaiser Angus, their 22nd annual production sale, Thursday, April 7th at 1 at the ranch.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case against California's Proposition 12, filed by the American Farm Bureau and National Pork Producers Council. Michael Clements on what the expected move forward will be.
California's Proposition 12 seeks to ban the sale of pork from hogs that don't meet the state's arbitrary production standards, even if the pork was raised on farms outside of California. The Supreme Court just decided to hear a challenge to the law by Farm Bureau and the National Pork Producers Council. Travis Cushman, AFBF Senior Counsel for Public Policy, says the decision is a significant milestone.
It's a very exciting decision. It means the Supreme Court is interested in reviewing whether or not what California has done here is constitutional. That's an incredibly high bar to reach. Supreme Court takes less than 1% of cases a year that come before it, which means that there are a ton of cases that are very deserving but never have the opportunity. But here, the Supreme Court at least views that we have reached that bar to decide this important issue.
Cushman says Prop 12 has far-reaching consequences beyond the pork industry.
It makes these animal care practices in the hands of voters and not in the hands of the folks that actually take care of the animals. That is a very, very unfortunate precedent to have, not just for farmers in the pork industry, but farmers across the country, even outside of the animal industry. But this law says that voters in one state can dictate how something is created. So that means that California could tell folks, you can't sell products into our state unless you meet our minimum wage requirements, for example. That has very, very far-reaching implications for folks in every industry.
Cushman outlines what the timeline for the case may look like.
Next up, we will go through another round of briefing with the Supreme Court. There will also be amicus opportunities for interested parties to file with the court as well. I expect that oral arguments will happen sometime in October with a decision by either December or early 2023.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Your fields are waiting for spring planting. Getting your hands dirty is the best way to tell if the soil moisture is in the right condition on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Feeling the itch to start their spring field work. But if the soil is too wet, the pressure from machinery will cause compaction and create a poor seed bed. Check moisture levels in the top 6 inches before any tires roll over it. It can vary from field to field depending on the type of soil. Stanley Solomon is an extension educator at the University of Illinois. He says, with your hands, reach down into the dirt and pull some up.
You squeeze it together and it does somewhat like clump together, but as you open your hand up, it also breaks back apart. It's not a sticky mud ball all stuck together there, and it doesn't just crumble and fall away. So that perfect moisture is actually a zone in there we think about. We just don't want it to be too wet, don't want it to be too dry.
In some cases, tillage may be needed to break up thick residue or alleviate field roughness. Solomon says you will have to weigh the pros and cons because each pass across the field comes at a cost.
If it's too wet, you got big chunks that are really kind of hard to work with. You don't have a real mellow seed bed to go back into. In certain conditions in some soils, you've actually created a compaction layer just underneath or right at where you ran the tillage at. So a lot of guys will look at something that will do a minimal amount of soil movement and soil disturbance, but still maybe try to move some of the residue around. The strip till type approach or some of those things may be a better thing to think about.
Winter can be hard on conservation structures in the field like waterways and terraces. So be sure to inspect and repair anything that will reduce their effectiveness. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for assessing your fields before planting at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the new 2022 Silverado pickups, a 1500 model LT, it's the Trail Boss, and a 2500 HD High Country Z71 edition. Also in on trade is a 2017 GMC Sierra work truck, a one-owner new truck trade-in. Check it out today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. We're seeing mostly higher numbers still in the grain markets, except for the soybeans. They've kind of dipped down into the red and taken a lot of big hits as they continuously move further down right now. The wheat market has slowed down itself, but still positive for the moment. Corn still doing relatively well. May corn is currently up 8.25 cents at 746 even. We have Kansas City wheat for May up by a penny right now at 145 and a half. July is up by 2.25 at 1047. Over in the Chicago wheat, May Chicago wheat's down 3.25 right now at 1024 a bushel. Soybeans, they're moving further down as they've taken a big hit. May soybeans down 46 cents right now at 1618 and a half. The meal for May down 620 at 466.90. And soybean oil for May in the red by $1.89 at $70.33. Cotton market moving further down as well, as the May cotton sitting down $2.73 currently at 137.11. The May canola down 1240 at 1121. And 3/4. In the oats market, things kind of mixed on the board here. A little bit lower for the early futures with May oats down 6.5 cents right now at 723.5. Livestock market, they started off kind of mixed on the board. They're mostly lower across the board now as we see a little bit of green in the later futures. But April live cattle down 70 cents at 139.47. The feeder cattle for April down $1.75 at 161.92. Lean hogs A little bit lower as well, down $2.15 at 102.37. U.S. dollar index for the day a little bit higher here. June index up by 36 cents currently at 98.23. The September index also up by 38 cents. In the 30-year bonds, June's up just slightly, sitting at 150.10. 10-year notes a little bit higher as well, sitting at 122.29. Not so much on the stock market, with the Dow Jones currently down 194 points at 35,034. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYRadio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYRadio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
Time there.
Stetson. But that gets close because I learned my lesson. Yeah, and this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't no ride, just a different road. Didn't buy a ticket to your dog and pony show. Well, bet you show them the time they'll never forget. Then you ride off into the sunset. But tonight you ain't taking all the gold. This cowboy, this ain't my first rodeo.
Chestnut and the Field Hands will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 7:30. You can purchase your tickets in advance for $10, or you can purchase them for $12 at the door. Call 785-363-2515 to purchase your tickets through the phone, or purchase them at your local Citizens State Bank or the Weaver Hotel in Waterville.
You're in for a swinging good time at the Marshall County Canteen Big Band Swing and Dance Friday, April 8th at Venue 36 in Marysville. The Marshall County Community Band sets the mood at 6:30 p.m. Local ballroom dancers will offer lessons at 7, and the Presidio Brass from San Diego joins the community band on center stage at 7:30. Come dressed to impress. Tickets are $10, and a limited number are available at MCAC's Facebook page and all three CJ Express locations.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.